blessing on you. Heaven is going to give you a new song. Heaven is going to give you new testimonies. Heaven is going to give you enlargement of coasts. You will sing, you will dance, you will testify, because God wants to put a blessing on you today. If you are that child of God, please shout a big hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Hebrews 11 and verses 1, I repeat. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when we go again into the Bible, Hebrews, I believe that is Hebrews 10 and verses 38. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith. So everything we do is anchored on faith, is anchored on trust, is anchored on endless possibilities of what God is in the business of doing for his children. And today we take a Bible reading from the book of Luke chapter 5 from verses 1 through 11. It's a story about Jesus Christ ministering to people. There was a very mammoth crowd, a large crowd. And he saw two boats by the side. He got into one and asked Simon to push a little bit further into the water so that the surging crowd will not, you know, overwhelm them. At the time he finished his ministration, I'm giving you a summary of that verses 1 through 11. At the time he finished his ministration, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep. Cast your net at the right side. Simon, by nature, had been a professional fisherman for so many years. A man who was far older than Christ Jesus. A man who knew and understood the tides. He knew when fishes come to the surface. He has had so much of experience. And here came Jesus Christ telling him, launch your net on the right side. He must have hesitated for a while. But then he said to Jesus, at thy command, at thy word, I will obey. Child of God, Simon understood the nature of the person that was in his boat that day. This week, the nature of God that is moving with you as you launch in this week and the remaining part of this month, I decree in the name of Jesus, victory will be your lot in the mighty name of Jesus. Faith is required. Obedience is required. Willingness is required. Trust is required. And of course, prayer is required. We all understand what faith is all about. Substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You can't see it. You only believe it and you trust everything to make it work. What about obedience? Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. That is the standard of the word of God. And then, what about trust? Proverbs chapter 3, I believe that should be 5 through 6. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy might. The Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. Bible is very clear on that. Lean not on your own understanding. And verse 6 of that Proverbs 3, it says, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct you. He will direct your path. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Child of God, are you acknowledging God today? Are you believing that he's the master of your destiny? Are you trusting that everything that he will guide you, it will bring a great result? The Bible is very clear there. Let me repeat it. Listen, before we launch into prayer, Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Yes, you may have understanding. Simon Peter had understanding, he had experience, he was a professional. But in this capacity, his understanding was secondary because the master of the universe, the maker, the Jesus Christ had come into his boat. He suspended his own understanding and allowed God to give direction. When God leads and gives you direction, protocols will be suspended, overruled, modified because a miracle is about to be announced in your life. Child of God, today, this week, and the remaining part of this month, miracles are coming forth for you in the name of Jesus. If you receive that, shout a big amen. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Not some ways, all your ways. You must acknowledge him and God will take victory. God will give you victory. God will give you understanding. God will give you breakthrough. Daniel acknowledged God in all his ways. Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego acknowledged God in all their ways. Joseph acknowledged God in all his ways. Joseph in Egypt and Joseph, the earthly father, of Jesus Christ. Mary acknowledged God in all her ways. All these people that we read about, Hannah acknowledged God in all her ways. Listen, faith, trust, obedience, willingness, prayer. These five things are essential for us to have dominion and break forth in anything that we desire to do. I have no doubt today that the glory of God is going to do something for you in Jesus' mighty name. As you prepare to launch out, or even if you have launched out, this day, this week, the remaining part of this month, miracles will come forth by the power in the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand wherever you are, and with a resounding voice, let your voice be roaring like that of a lion. Say, let the heavens over my prayer. This week, today, open up in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the heavens over my prayer. Open up, open up, open up, open up, open up. In the mighty name of Jesus, the heavens over my prayer. In the name of Jesus, open up, open up, open up, open up, open up, open up. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the heavens over my prayer open up today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Child of God, declare it with power in your voice. Let the heavens over my prayer open, 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 open up in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens over my prayer open up today in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please copy the link and share with more people that are not yet online. Let them be part of this stream. Now, you will lift up your right hand again and you will declare this. Everything created by God in this week, cooperate with my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree everything that is created by God in this week, cooperate. Cooperate with my God-given destiny. In the name of Jesus, everything, everything created by God in this week, cooperate with my destiny. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, everything created by God this week, cooperate with my destiny. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, everything created by God in this week, cooperate with my destiny. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. You are going to speak to your hands. You are going to speak to your feet. You will declare this, my hands, you will hold good things this week. In the name of Jesus, my hands, you will hold good testimonies this week. In the name of Jesus, my hands, you will hold, you will touch, you will hold, you will touch good things this week. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. For it is written, whatsoever I lay my hands upon shall flourish. Therefore, my hands will hold good things this week. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. You will declare the same, my feet, you will take me to places of blessing, places of harmony, places of favor, places of promotion. In this week, in the name of Jesus, my feet, you will take me to places of blessing, places of promotion, places of harmony, places of peace. This week, in the name of Jesus, say your feet, declare to your feet, my feet will take me to places of harmony, places of peace, places of favor, places of increase, places that heaven will bless me this week. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, declare it, my feet will take me to places of blessing. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Listen to me, child of God. There are times when distraction wants to set in. If Simon had rejected the instruction, before any miracle, there's always an instruction. I repeat, before any miracle, there's always an instruction. If Simon had rejected that instruction from Jesus Christ to launch out or to cast his net at the right side. Remember, this is a man that had toiled all night, did not catch anything. And yet Jesus Christ was ministering and he had no choice. When Jesus came into his boat, he still sat down there. He allowed him finish. There was already a frustration setting. But then the word of God may have watered the frustration and dampened the frustration out. And yet Jesus said, cast your net at the right side. I am praying for somebody. No matter how frustrating past episodes may have been, no matter how frustrating situations may have been, as you launch out into the deep, as you launch out in this week, as you launch out this day, protocols will be suspended for your sake. Protocols will be modified for your sake. Protocols will be overruled for your sake. Protocols will be suspended for your sake because heaven is bringing you into a miracle in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. as miracles set in, other miracles will barge in the name of Jesus. Like that prayer I love so much, before signs and wonders expire, signs and wonders will intrude into another signs and wonder in your life in the name of Jesus. In other words, before one miracle will expire, another miracle will come forth in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Child of God, lift up your right hand. When we see the story of all these people in the Bible, God visited them because they obliged, they followed instruction, and they were ready to be blessed. Daniel followed instruction, like I mentioned. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego followed. And that young boy in Egypt called Joseph, he followed instructions to the letter. Can you follow the instruction to the letter? Remember faith, remember trust, remember obedience, remember willingness. You must be willing, and remember prayers. Now, all these things are ingredients that make the soup of miracles so marvelous. We are still in prayer. I don't want to say too much now. I just want us to pray today. Lift up that right hand again, and you will declare this. Say, the power to obey when God is speaking, take over my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the power to obey when God is speaking, take over my life. In the name of Jesus, the power to obey when God Almighty is speaking, take over, take over, take over, take over, take over my life, take over my family. In the name of Jesus, the power to obey when God is speaking, take over my life, take over my family, take over my ventures. In the name of Jesus, the power to obey when God Almighty is speaking, take over my life, take over my family. In the name of Jesus, declare that prayer, the power to obey when God Almighty is speaking. Take over, take over, take over, take over, take over every venture of my life. In the name of Jesus, the power to obey when God Almighty is speaking. Take over my life, take over all that I do. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that power to obey when God Almighty is speaking. Take over, take over, take over all my activities. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Now listen, I want to say one thing before we continue. The obedience of Simon to Jesus' instruction brought about a catch of fishes that when they started drawing the fishes from that water, the net started breaking up. And Simon had to call others in other boats to come assist them. That means the enlargement of course was beyond what even Simon himself could manage. The blessing was such that speak for itself. No, you can't hide it. It was so much that other ships needed to set in for them to harvest these blessings together. What does that mean? Obedience brings a great reward. Bible says, weeping may endure for a while, but joy comes in the morning. It is now your morning. It is your season of great reward. It is your season of solution. It is your season of visitation. It is your season to receive your miracle. It is your season that God is laying his hands upon you, that this son of mine, this daughter of mine, it is time for her to be blessed. It is time for him to be blessed. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Imagine the breaking of nets. A singular catch that made every catch in the entire career of Simon to look like dwarf, to look like nothing. One single catch that settled everything. May God take you in this week as you launch out into that catch, into that miracle. As you launch out, may God set you up for the miraculous in the name of Jesus. A visit that has never been seen in your life. A visitation that has never been seen in your family. A visitation that has never been seen in your business. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. I pray you, protocols suspended. Miracles, I decree we come forth. Protocols suspended. I decree in this week, normal operations of nature will be overruled. Whatever heaven needs to do to put a seal of miracle on your life, to bring that evidence that you are a child of the living God. In the name of Jesus, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. In the name of Jesus, this week, the glory of God be with you. This week, the mercy of God speak for you. This week, People will go out of their way in order to bless you. Whatever you lay your hands upon this week, it will flourish, it will prosper. I decree as a servant of God that has seen the mighty hand of God at work, I decree that this week, before you ask, God will answer you. Why will you speak? He will hear you out. I decree in the name of Jesus, you that do not even have a place to rest your head, in the name of Jesus, before the next 24 hours, a miracle will come forth in your matter. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you that people boycott you because there's nothing to celebrate. In the name of Jesus, I decree celebration overwhelming you. In the name of Jesus, the miracle of come and see, I decree, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. For those children that you are crying unto God for, standing in the gap for today, in the name of Jesus, let the miracle that will lift those children beyond measure, the miracle that will make you say, God, this can only be you. Let it come forth now. 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 In the name of Jesus, I decree into your life that which no man can do, that only God can do. In this week, receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus, you are for signs. You are for wonders. Shame will not be your lot. Disappointment will not be your lot. Calamity will not be your lot. This week, I repeat, this week, this week, this week that we are, the power of the Almighty will bring forth a testimony that you will say, yes, it is settled, and so shall it be in the name of the Father. So shall it be in the name of the Son. So shall it be in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Child of God, I gravitate the way the Spirit leads me, and I may just break in prayer and begin to speak what God wants me to say. And I still speak into your life today, child of God. You, yes, that is saying you have been forgotten. God can never forget you. Your name is inscribed in the palm of his hand. And because you are a child of the living God, as long as you believe, he says in his word, if thou will believe, I decree, as long as you believe that God that you are anticipating will do something or you feel has not done anything beautiful in your life, I decree, receive beauty instead of ashes. Receive joy instead of mourning. Receive the garment of praise today instead of the spirit of heaviness. The heaviness is gone out of your life. Launch out into the deep and see the mighty hand of God. I decree that in Jesus' name upon you. Amen, amen, and amen. Now I want to pray specifically for those who are not married. I don't know why, but I want to pray with you today. If you are not married, or yes, you may be watching wherever you're watching from, you can also stand in the gap for somebody that you believe God would do something for. So let us pray. For those who are in that category, in the name that is above every other name, God opens a door that no one can shut. God, in the beginning, he created them male and female, Adam and Eve. For every Adam has his Eve, so does every Eve have her own Adam. I decree in the name of Jesus, the one that God has designed for you, whether you have missed paths, whether your actions or inactions has chased him or her away, in the name of Jesus, let there be a recalibration, a rejigging, a remanifestation, a change, a renewal of that presence. I decree in the name of Jesus, begin to locate yourselves. Begin to locate yourselves. In the name of Jesus, that man that God has prepared for you, I decree in the name of Jesus, locate him. The woman that God has prepared for you, begin to locate her. In the name of Jesus. And if you are standing in the gap for somebody, I speak by faith concerning their matter. And I decree, let the hand of God lay hold upon them and let them begin to locate themselves now. In the name of Jesus, let the hand of God lay hold on them and begin to locate them, locate them, locate them, locate them. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak for children right now. Let the hand of the Holy Spirit be upon them. Whatever wants to capture any child for evil, be nullified, be nullified, be nullified, be nullified. Whatever wants to cut short the glory, the destiny of any child, I command it to be nullified. In the name of Jesus, anyone stretching evil hand against any child that is connected to this platform, either through the parents, either through the siblings, anyone that wants to stretch evil hands against those children, in the name of Jesus, let the evil hands dry up in the name of Jesus. Dry up in the name of Jesus. Dry up in the name of Jesus. I pray for all businesses. I use this platform as a point of contact, and I decree, let the windows of heaven, the windows of surprises, miracles open unto these businesses today in the name of Jesus. This week, let doors of opportunity open. This week, let their clientele base increase massively in the name of Jesus. This week, let God give them challenges. What I mean by challenges are customers, clients, too much for them to meet up with in the name of Jesus. Those are good problems. Those are good challenges in the name of Jesus. I decree whatever you have on your shelf, whatever you have on those counters, whatever you have on those business premises that you are making available for sale, that whatever you are using for business, let the power of the living God come upon them and let there be a miracle. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. If you are with a faith item, let the glory of God overshadow that faith item, that water, whatever it is. Let God touch it and let it bring a wonder into your life. I decree it is so in the name of the Father. It is so in the name of the Son. It is so in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Child of God, remember our God is never tired of miracles. It is our heritage. It is our right. It is our privilege as his children. So make sure at all times you ask for a miracle. There are miracles every day. All we need to do is to pick them up because God is bound to bless us. I remain your good friend and, of course, your host of Hallelujah Lunch Break Prayer Meeting, Hallelujah 5 Minutes with Pastor Leke, and, of course, Hallelujah Everyday Podcast and the other arms. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time. It's time for us to wrap it up for today, and I know that God Almighty is going to do a new thing. I celebrate with those who have their birthdays today. And of course, this week, God uphold you. God bless you. God enrich you mightily. You will sing your song. You will dance. You will testify. The gates of hell will not prevail against you. You are a child of wonder, a child of miracles of the Almighty God, and you are blessed in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. We also do want to apologize to some of us who are part of the daily podcast. We had to send out a default message today to confirm whether you've been receiving. Some of the local networks have been quite funny recently in the last 2 days, where some get the messages and some do not. But we trust that if you are not getting the message, all you need to do is to reach out to us in our inbox. I will send directly to you. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you in the name of Jesus. As we bring this stream to a close today, the glory of God will be with you. The mercy of God will be with you. The favor of God will be with you. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, it is well with you in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness, God's mercy follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, child of God. Have a wonderful day. Let's shout 3 super hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God bless you. Bye-bye.